Welcome to the Guardian Mindset Podcast, presented by attorney Eric Daigle.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the next edition of the Guardian Mindset Podcast. I got to tell you, this one is one that I've been working on for a while, and I know you've been waiting for a few editions. So I want to reach out and deal with a hot button topic, and that is something that I started dealing with in early 2024 when I produced an article on the artificial officer's dilemma, balancing intelligence with integrity in law enforcement. And really, this started to open up my doors to artificial intelligence and the application of artificial intelligence in law enforcement. And there's going to be a lot of things that I'm going to rely on in this podcast, because I got to be honest with you, I'm a lawyer. So the aspect of artificial intelligence, this was a whole new concept. People in my office, would use ChatGPT. We would have our Grammarly and Proofit and the application of AI. But as I started to really dive into the applications affecting law enforcement, I really started to see that there's some challenges that we're faced with, and how are we going to address them? Now, listen, I'm a big fan of anything that makes our operation more effective. And so I don't want to start out with saying this is good, this is bad, because I don't know. What I do know, though, is that I have some very serious concerns specifically to the application of how artificial intelligence will be interpreted when actively balancing intelligence with integrity in law enforcement. In the area of podcasts, I always start out with a quote. And so I was reading a document put out by the Criminal Justice Testing and Evaluation Consortium. And there was a quote from an individual by the name of Roy Amara. He's identified as a futurist. And he said, "We tend to overestimate the effect of technology in the short run and underestimate the effect in the long run." And boy, I can't agree with that more. Here at DLG, one of the things that I'm faced with for my clients and as a consultant is really looking ahead at some of the challenges that our agencies are going to be faced with and trying to give them some guidance in that application. So when we started to talk about the effects of artificial intelligence here at DLG, we started with the fact, with specifically talking about the aspect of AI and its integration with things such as probable cause and reasonable suspicion and objective or reasonable basis under Graham versus Connor. And so we produced our first article where we stated that a substantial part of our society today is technology's constant evolution and progression. While technology has significantly advanced law enforcement practices and approaches, it is essential to recognize that this progress also necessitates careful limitations and guidelines. And I can't agree with that more. Like anything we do, whether it's use of force or First Amendment or any of the challenges that we're faced with, not only do we want to adapt, but we want to look ahead. We want to decide what the challenges that we're facing and how they will become specific issues for us to deal with. So as we said in the article, these guiding principles are fundamental to upholding the integrity of law enforcement operations. This legal update underscores the pressing need for law enforcement agencies to consider implementing AI policies. As AI technology evolves, departments must proactively address and associate challenges. By establishing clear guidelines and training, agencies can harness the benefits of AI while maintaining a commitment to ethical practices, privacy protection, and constitutional obligations. Well, I'm going to get more into what we recommended as the policy early in 2024. But then as I was preparing, and unfortunately being busy, made it to the point where I didn't get to it when I should have gotten to it. And so a lot more information became available. Specifically, the IACP, the International Chiefs of Police, Police Chief Magazine from April 2024, dealing with specifically all AI. And, you know, I'm kind of happy that I waited to address this issue, because the issue is way more expanded as it became available. And then on top of that, there was an article that I got specifically issued from the Criminal Justice Testing and Evaluation Consortium, which was a program of NIJ, or the National Institute of Justice. And this article talked about the artificial intelligence applications in law enforcement, an overview of artificial intelligence applications and considerations for state, local, and tribal law enforcement. So putting all of this together, I started to go through the material. And I got to be honest, I started right off with where I'm going, where you would expect I would start, which would be the IACP's magazine. And I looked at the message identified in the IACP magazine, the president's message from Chief of Police Wade Carpenter from Park City Police Department in Utah. And his article in the opening of this discussion was that AI has the potential to empower our agencies to better serve and protect our communities, which I absolutely agree with. But what are the pros and cons to this application? Well, Chief Carpenter said, artificial intelligence, AI, has become increasingly prevalent in policing, impacting the way we approach crime prevention, investigations, and community safety. AI technology and its application have the potential to substantially impact our departments, our officers, and our communities. And I guess that's the area where, as the legal advisor, I have to have some concerns. Because one of the things that we know about law enforcement application is that we're always looking for better, more simpler, and adequate ways to achieve our goal. As Chief Carpenter said, he said, but similar to the adoption of any technology, it will require careful implementation and thoughtful decision-making from police leadership. He said, one of the most significant ways AI is impacting policing is through the use of predictive analytics. And that really set me on a spiral, because now I'm looking at all of the possible impacts to AI. And I got to be honest with you, over the past couple weeks, after we released our article on the concerns of AI, I've had conversations with individuals from major corporations throughout law enforcement that are involving in interpreting and implementing AI as part of their application, with some very concerning questions, which is, hey, we want to move forward here. What's the limitation? Well, what Chief Carpenter said in his initial article here kind of summarizes the start of where I want to go. He says, it is essential that as our profession moves forward with AI, we do so with clear internal policies, strong leadership oversight, and disciplined methodology. It is crucial to remember that the output or outcome of any data set or algorithm can be only as good and reliable as the data inputs. And I think that's very specific as we jump into the areas of artificial intelligence. What do we know from the NIG report? They said, today, AI is heralded as a transformational force with power to reshape the law enforcement industry. While vendors are touting the power of their AI-enabled systems, many civil rights groups have been advocating for caution and restraint, especially for AI's use in law enforcement applications. In the case of facial recognition technologies, industry observers recognize the power of emerging digital tools to consolidate or authoritarian control, including China's reported use of facial recognition technology in identifying and tracking minority populations. I mean, that's only one of major issues that they bring up. The NIJ article says, the hype surrounding AI has skewed public perception. With that in mind, futurist Roy Amer's words may be particularly true when it comes to AI and law enforcement. And that's the quote that I used. We tend to overestimate the effect of a technology in the short run and underestimate the effect in the long run. So let's start with the basics. What is artificial intelligence? Well, you can get many different types of definitions, but utilizing NIJ's documentation, they identify AI as a commonly misconstrued as a single new technology. In reality, AI is a collection of computer science methods that has been studied as far back as the 1950s. The exact definition of AI is a point of debate, however. AI can broadly be understood as a domain of computer science that seeks to create machines that mimic human intelligence. There are multiple approaches to developing AI and various functionalities of AI, such as a machine vision, predictive analytics, natural language processing, autonomous robotics, and robotic process automation. These functions are explored as we talk about the aspects of AI in our operations. The issue for us is, why is AI effective in law enforcement operations? So in analyzing this and looking at many different data sets and articles talking about the implication of AI in law enforcement, what I've come to the conclusion on is this. AI-enabled technologies have the potential to impact a wide range of internal and public-facing law enforcement operations. Law enforcement leaders should take a design thinking approach to evaluating AI-enabled technology. What do we mean by this concept of design thinking? Well, the NIJ defines design thinking as an approach to innovate or an innovation that emphasizes deep understanding of the problem, its context, and the constraints before deciding which solution is best. Broadly speaking, AI solutions can help law enforcement make decisions and perform tasks. AI-enabled solutions often seek to improve efficiency, increase data-driven practices, or expand capabilities for specific tasks or decisions. A crucial step of design thinking is to identify how an AI application would support law enforcement, such as completing a task or making a decision, and deciding the appropriate level of AI involvement, from helping the end user do their job more efficiently to automating the complete job entirely. What we do know is that those issues are still relevant to us today. The caution that I would ask you all to consider is that rather than rush to deploy AI, law enforcement leaders should evaluate both AI and non-AI-based solutions to determine which one best meets law enforcement needs. For each decision or task in law enforcement's daily operations, there is a unique context and a set of constraints that must be considered, meaning there is no solution that's going to fit all applications. Although not all tasks are appropriate for AI, these technologies can provide benefits to law enforcement, including cost savings, efficiency improvements, data-driven practices, and enhanced capabilities. So, as we started to dive into something that now got my attention, I started to go through the IACP's manual or this IACP's chief's doctrine in April of 2024. And interestingly, I got to an article written by the legal counsel, Attorney Jerome Spencer, and he's a great guy, directly intact with some of the issues that we've seen throughout the country. And his article in the Chief's Counsel section of the IACP manual said, quote, "Don't get your legal advice from robots." Boy, you can't get that any better, right? So I'm going to start out in the world of operations where we're going to talk about legal advice. He talks about the Atomic Three Laws of Robotics should be built into all artificial intelligence programming. The three laws provided that a robot may not harm a human being, must obey a human being and must act to preserve it. Well, he believes, Attorney Spencer believes, that there should be a fourth law. A robot must not give legal advice nor serve as an attorney. Well, we know, looking at what AI has already done to the legal arena, what we do know is that courts are concerned about the application of AI for lawyers in drafting briefs, in that some states, like the state of Texas, has required you to submit an affidavit stating that you have not used AI to draft the document which you're submitting to the court. So we know that AI is already getting the attention of the court. And what is quoted by Attorney Spencer is this: both human and robot lawyers will make mistakes. But for ChatGPT, the law is just a novelty. For lawyers, the law is a vocation, a profession, something they took an oath to do well. And what I mean by that, and I think what he means by that, is that AI can replace anybody. You can ask it for anything. But what about the issues of asking it for probable cause? What about asking it for reasonable suspicion? What about asking it for an objectively reasonable basis to use force? One only thing we know is that we have to be cautious in the fact that AI will become something more than what it is. I gotta say, spending my career in law enforcement, we're always interested in something, technology or application, you know, make our world easier, make our world operate more effectively. But might this be too far? That's the question I want you to consider. Might AI be just too easy? Listen, I have kids still in college, and I asked them, what's going on with AI? They said, well, everybody's using it to do everything. It's almost to me, in a conspiracy level world, that if we stop thinking as human beings, if we stop applying our knowledge and our ability and our experience as human beings, we're just going to become a group of people that are relying on technology until the point technology doesn't exist anymore. So back in January, my team sat around and we looked at the fact that, how do I want to start addressing AI? And by this podcast and by our article and about the policy that we identified, I wanted to start very small. And trust me, it got the attention of multiple organizations and entities that are using AI on a daily basis, because I'm not here saying don't buy a piece of technology that does something quicker, faster, more efficiently. I'm just saying, have you looked at how that occurs? And is it replacing something that the legal system is not going to allow you to replace? We know that artificial intelligence has become increasingly essential in law enforcement, enhancing operational efficiency and facilitating a seamless integration and implementation of new devices and technology. Departments must be prepared with the knowledge and tools to integrate AI responsibly, ensuring that its use in law enforcement meets industry standards. The focus of AI in an AI policy aims to address the challenges presented by artificial intelligence in law enforcement practices while permitting utilization of the potential benefits offered by AI on a limited scale. Specifically, the policy that we produced in DLG, and you can find online, in January of 2024, prohibits officers from utilizing artificial intelligence in investigatory matters. This includes, but is not limited to, writing reports, drafting warrants, completing departmental forms, and performing tasks that necessitate detailed narrative input from officers. This limitation aims to maintain the integrity of the work product produced by the department's officers, safeguarding the department's adherence to the highest standards of ethics, privacy, and legality. The use of AI in policing, however, offers unparalleled opportunities for expanding departmental capabilities, data analysis, and more. However, it raises significant concerns regarding privacy, bias, and accountability. Daigle Law Group's AI policy carefully navigates these concerns, outlining a framework that allows for AI tools in research and investigative functions while regulating their application in report writing where human discretion, namely, and one of the things that I'm most concerned on, is that officers' objective reasonableness is critical. The requirement for objective reasonableness under the Fourth Amendment, especially when establishing reasonable suspicion, is a central concern for using AI in police report writing. And I think it can be said to be the same in both probable cause and under the Graham factors for use of force. Since law enforcement investigations hinge on specific facts, AI-generated reports fail to meet the stringent legal standards required for case documentation, the drafting of warrants, and associated narrative sections of department forms. Importantly, law enforcement's ability to act often relies on human judgment, where an officer's assessment of reasonableness is crucial. This policy ensures that technological advancements aid rather than replace essential judgment and discretion officers must apply. We have a lot of focus here, specifically in the world of our application. We're looking at things such as legal and ethical considerations, you know, privacy concerns relating to surveillance, data collection, and individual privacy rights, bias and fairness, addressing potential biases in AI algorithms that may lead to discriminatory practices, accountability, who is responsible for decisions made by AI systems in ensuring trustworthiness. And remember, in the area of liability and operations, the buck stops with the chief of police, with the CEO of the organization. So if a lower level authoritarian is making decisions that is made by AI, then the challenge is going to lead its way to the top. We look at both the technical training, making our people more interested in understanding the AI infrastructure. We look at regulatory frameworks, what is the current law and regulations, and by the way, how those things are in its basic infant stages as it applies to operation. And when we look at future trends, we look at the fact that the world is all about emerging technologies and then any possible way that they can use AI developments and potential future applications in law enforcement. I was just at a conference yesterday in New Jersey and was walking the halls of the conference center with multiple different businesses and corporations that are using AI and emerging technologies to implement into the required structures of our legal operations, such as discipline and overview. You know, there still is an application of risk management and mitigation, the need to identify risks, to understand potential risks associated with AI, such as data breaches and system failures. Make sure that we're really in tune with our mitigation strategies and really focus on including regular audits and updates to keep those areas in track. And we always go to training and education. We must continuously learn the importance of ongoing training programs to keep law enforcement personnel updated on AI advancements. And we're looking forward to our DLG Technology Summit in August of 2024, where AI application is going to be a very strong component part of how technology has developed into the law enforcement application. And let's not forget the importance of ethical AI, meaning that the computer has no basis of ethics or integrity, emphasizing the need for ethical considerations in the deployment of AI technologies. I mean, look at what we're talking about. We're talking about complete checks and balances to the application. And the last part, which we're going to get into right now, is making sure that we're establishing clear policies and guidelines for the ethical and effective use of AI in law enforcement operations. So here at DLG, where policy, training, and supervision are the core to our application, we have to focus on the fact that we're looking around the corner to something that we have no grip on, something that we have limited application on. I can easily sit here today and say to you, I'm concerned. Well, what am I concerned about? Well, I'm concerned on the fact of developing an effective use of force report. Well, what happens when an officer writes a use of force report which articulates their recollection of a subject incident? And the officer, who is not confident of their ability to write an effective report, decides to go to Grammarly or ChatGPT and ask the entity to improve it. The end result, is it the same? Is the outcome truly an objectively reasonable basis of perception from the officer who perceived the threat? Right? That's the issue on the table. What about enhancing? Now, let's be honest. Let's be clear. English, not going well in the law enforcement world, right? I mean, we got into law enforcement because we're just not English scholars. We're not looking to write novels and books. But the key part is that ability to articulate the facts and circumstances directly related to the incident, the facts and circumstances that give you the probable cause, the reasonable suspicion, or the objectively reasonable basis to conduct to articulate a use of force. The importance of that coming from the perspective of the officer is what's concerning me. Because I just got a serious question. What happens, and I don't know the answer to this, so I'm willing to share this all with you. What happens if an officer gets on the stand and testifies based on their knowledge and to the accuracy of their report? In a cross-examination, the defense attorney asks whether any aspect of AI was used in completing this report. And the officer very honestly says, well, yes, I used Grammarly, I improved it, or I used ChatGPT to enhance it. Is that going to undermine both the operational capacity of the officer along with the possibility of the officer getting qualified immunity? That's the issues on the table. Those are the things that we're going to spend the next 6 to 8 months looking at. We're talking about current applications of AI. And boy, I got to tell you, when I started doing some research, I went down a rabbit hole in the area of what is the effect of AI, or more importantly, what are AI-enabled products and services that are currently used by law enforcement? You ready for the list? It's a long list. Let's start with automated license plate readers, ALPRs. They're reading license plates, and AI is providing virtual fences to pinpoint where the vehicle enters or exits a geographic boundary or jurisdiction, to automate the issuance of tickets for red light violations. LRPRs are one of the most widely used implementations of machine vision in law enforcement today. Video and photo surveillance, cameras, poll cameras, AI-enabled hardware is being used in new law enforcement use cases like real-time facial recognition in large public places and real-time weapons detection. How about redaction to reduce sympathetic bias? Although you may think of redaction in the context of public release, AI may end up playing an important role in mitigating unconscious bias towards individuals within the criminal justice system. For example, The district attorney for San Francisco plans to use AI redaction capabilities to combat any potential bias by modifying police narratives to automatically redact the race and other background characteristics of suspects and victims. The goal is to allow prosecutors to make charging decisions in cases without potentially engaging in biased decision-making. Gunshot detection and mapping. Law enforcement has access to systems that detect and record and locate gunshot. Local law enforcement agencies in over 100 cities have already adopted acoustic gunshot detectors, such as ShotSpotter. However, startups like Aegis have incorporated AI into these systems, using visual gun recognition to detect gunshots before they are fired. While not specifically focused on evaluating the AI system underlying gunshot detection technology, the impact of gunshot detection software is an active area of research for the National Institute of Justice. Combating human trafficking and child predators. The nonprofit Thorn is using Amazon's facial recognition technology to scan internet ads in the dark web for pictures of known missing children. Thorn's use of AI highlights how systems can enhance rather than replace traditional police practices. After trafficking children are identified and located, traditional police practices must be used to capture offenders or rescue victims. How about to increase efficiency? Video redaction. The proliferation of body cameras used by law enforcement agencies has created increased challenges related to video redaction. In many instances, either by regulation or by choice, identifying information is redacted from public body cam footage prior to releasing the footage to the public. Some states in this country even specify timelines for public release of body-worn camera recordings. With manual redaction taking up to 10 minutes for just 2 minutes of video, more and more police agencies are seeking AI-driven solutions for video redaction. How about AI-enabled transcription? Automatic speech recognition software improves the quality of law enforcement reporting and increases reporting efficiency. Instead of typing a narrative report, law enforcement officers are adopting voice-to-text dictation tools to expedite the reporting processes. In addition to speeding up the transcription process, AI-enhanced ACR may also help eliminate human errors, such as misidentified speakers' voices from witness testimonies, interrogations, and other audiovisual materials. Computer-aided dispatch. Law enforcement and emergency medical services can use CAD systems to capture data from incoming calls, inform resource deployment decisions, and assist with reporting. Some CAD software providers like Rapid Deploy are beginning to incorporate AI or advanced analytic capabilities into their software platforms. Integrating AI in CAD systems can lead to optimized resource allocations, as well as time and cost savings, given the potential of AI systems to analyze historic data, make predictions, inform decisions, automate workflows. In addition, AI could enable a CAD system to learn and adapt its recommendations in real time. Hotspot mapping or predictive policing. Systems for predictive policing and hotspot mapping have been around for many years to support resource optimization. However, AI technologies are being incorporated into some of these systems to improve predictive capabilities. Generally, AI is used to augment place-based and individual-based predictive policing models. Place-based predictive policing uses information to identify specific areas at specific times that are at an increased risk of crime and/or disorder. Individual-based predictive policing uses information about a person, such as their involvement with criminal justice system, to identify individuals at risk of being involved either as a victim or an offender in future incidents of law enforcement interest. Each type of predictive model has inherent drawbacks, including the perpetration of systematic bias and the potential to over-police certain communities within a jurisdiction. Improving police and community relations. Law enforcement agencies often need to convey important information to the public. This information makes general public announcements and responding to requests from individuals. Advances in natural language processing allow sophisticated and intelligent systems to manage personalized communications. Virtual chatbots, for example, are being deployed commercially to support customer service application. Similarly, these chatbots may improve the customer experience between police and the communities they serve. For example, the Los Angeles Police Department deployed a virtual chatbot on its website to help answer questions from potential police recruits. Police in Georgia and Indiana are beta testing a community engagement chatbot developed that can check for an emergency response to a variety of frequently asked questions and supply information about available resources and referrals. And finally, improving case clearance rates. In 2018, the Department of Justice awarded a grant to the Los Angeles Police Department, Justice Security Strategies Incorporated, and the University of California, Los Angeles, that aims its use machine learning to improve homicide investigations and case clearance rates. The team is applying machine learning to an extensive homicide database that includes optically scanned information from over 6,000 murder books that cover a 21-year period to determine predicators of clearance and conviction rates for homicide and shootings that measure the degree to which the predictors of gun homicide and shooting incidents are similar and different. The team intends to test and evaluate an investigative tool based on deep learning algorithms. Whether for current or future technology, the law enforcement community should first closely examine the problem that needs to be solved and evaluate multiple solutions before determining if an AI embedded approach is important. Well, what do we know? Well, there is a whole list of emerging AI applications in law enforcement. The number and type of applications in law enforcement will continue to grow as technologies such as Internet of Things, 5G, autonomous vehicles, or robotics evolve. Several international bodies, including the United Nations, have already started to evaluate future law enforcement applications for AI and have begun critical discussions about the tactical, legal, and ethical implications of such applications. Yet, what may consider to be future applications may actually be closer to current applications than people realize. Although still in development or testing phase, Dubai is experimenting with robotic police officers. Technology providers are developing voice-enabled digital assistants for police field work. And China is leveraging a 200 million surveillance cameras to track lawbreakers and deter crime. As identified in the NIJ report, it states the NIJ continues to support a portfolio of AI research projects in areas such as public safety video and image analysis, DNA analysis, gunshot detection, and crime forecasting. So the NIJ report leads with three considerations for law enforcement leaders when dealing with AI. Number one, consider the technological feasibility, the ethical appropriateness, and the operational achievability of proposed AI solutions can improve chances of successful implementation. We got to pay attention to the bottom line. Number two, questions about law enforcement's use of AI should be discussed in an open and ongoing dialogue with the community. We're focusing on things like ethical considerations in deploying AI solutions. And if we're going to do that, we need to focus on things such as fairness, accountability, transparency, security, and privacy. Some communities may decide that certain technologies are not appropriate for use in law enforcement due to privacy or other ethical concerns. For example, in 2019, California became the first state to ban the use of FRTs by law enforcement. And number three, the adoption of technology is outpacing the conversation about ethics. In some cases, as the NIG states, conversations about what is technologically feasible are at risk of taking higher priority than conversations about what is ethically appropriate. For example, unbeknownst to many of her fans, musical artist Taylor Swift has employed FRTs at her concert for both security and marketing purposes. Several school systems across the country are developing facial recognition in an effort to improve safety and security. In looking abroad, the NIG states that the Chinese government is deploying both facial recognition and other surveillance technologies at massive scale to monitor its citizen, including equipping police with mobile facial recognition units mounted on eyeglasses. Where are we going from here? This issue is something that this won't be the last podcast that we talk about. And I want to make sure that we focus and wrap up with the same concepts that we started with. And that was the quote that I used at the beginning. When we talk about the aspect of we tend to overestimate the effect of technology in the short term and underestimate the effect in the long term. What we need to identify here is what do we have to put in place now to protect this from getting out of control? And one of the things that we started with is a very basic policy here at DLG that says you can't use any form of AI to produce your police report, specifically in the area of probable cause, reasonable suspicion, and an objectively reasonable basis for using force. So think about that. Take that into consideration. And I'd be interested on your take. And I promise you one thing. This is probably the first of many podcasts that we'll be doing specifically dealing with this issue. So as we move forward, let's remember the basis that we always close these podcasts with. And I hope to see you at the 2024 Use of Technology Summit, which you can find on dlgtechnologysummit.com and supported by our sponsor, DLG Learning Center. Help those who need your help. Protect those who need your protection. And most importantly, keep yourself and others safe. Thank you. The Guardian Mindset Podcast is sponsored by the DLG Learning Center. You can find us at www.dlglearningcenter.com. On the Learning Center, you can find an extensive library of articles, webinars, and online training. Listen, if you find the podcast informative, I'd recommend checking out our weekly Path of the Guardian video training and our monthly supervisory continued education program. These programs can be purchased by single users or department-wide. And if you want easy access to articles and information, please download the Daigle Law Group app through either your Apple App Store or your Google App Store. And remember, help those who need your help. Protect those who need your protection. And most importantly, keep yourself and others safe. Thank you.